A unique product gives a company a distinct advantage, especially if it is desirable. Companies that have unique products may be able to patent and protect them and preserve this big advantage. Most companies, however, have to compete against competitors that have quite similar offerings. This doesn't mean to say that they cannot find something that stands out as their own high ground. Finding a USP, a unique selling point, can be difficult. To do so, it's necessary to look at the target audience, the customer value proposition, the competitive situation, and the processes by which the product is made. Various tools and frameworks can be used to help find the USP. A SWOT analysis, a customer journey map, and Kotler's price quality matrix may help. Developing a USP is not necessarily about finding something at which you are best. Somewhere another company can probably do it better. Developing a USP is about finding something that matters to customers that no one else has made their forte. As long as you're able to defend your ability to provide the USP, it can become yours. If another company seeks to use the same story for their USP, they'll be regarded as plagiarists. The USP that's chosen should be checked to see that it successfully drives customer choice. It should also be checked against the fit with the brand position of the company. The concept of the unique selling proposition arose within advertising agencies in the 1940s. They were searching for strong messages to communicate to target audiences. They wanted USPs that fulfilled three things. Give the person who saw the advert a reason to buy the product because of the specific factor or benefit, that is the USP, that was featured. Make the USP the property of the company by promoting it in such a way that the competition can't copy it. And generate a call to action by moving customers and potential customers to want to find out more about the product. The idea of the USP was introduced by Rosser Reeves of Ted Bates & Company in the US in 1940. Reeves believed that the purpose of advertising is to sell. Towards this end, he developed television commercials that featured the unique selling proposition of the product. This was typified in an advert he designed for Anacin, an analgesic for headaches. The ad lasted for 7 years, grated and annoyed most viewers, and was successful in tripling the product sales. Reeves liked delivering his USPs as slogans. He was the creator of the slogan, "Melts in your mouth, not in your hand," for M&Ms. The sugar cell around the M&Ms made it special and different from other forms of chocolate which could melt in the hand. The idea of the M&M melting in the mouth also had connotations of delivering taste where it needed to be. By repeating the slogan again and again, Reeve made it a USP. Let's have a look at the model in action. Zappos is the online shoe retailer and was led by Tony Hsieh, who joined the company in 1999. At that time, the company had revenues of just £1.6 million per annum. I should have said $1 million per annum. In 2009, the company was sold to Amazon for $1.2 billion. Tony Hsieh, his team, built the company on a culture of passion and excitement. From the customer's point of view, the Zappos staff would do anything to make them happy. They became known as the most convenient, customer-friendly online store for buying shoes. They're not known as the company with the lowest prices. It would be hard, if not impossible, to offer both. Zappos has a big customer value proposition. It offers lots and lots of benefits to customers. But what makes Zappos stand out from the competition is a very simple USP. It has the best return policy ever. As a result, it removes customers' fear of buying shoes online that might not fit. Developing a USP is about hard choices. Companies with lots of strengths, like Zappos, can be in danger of shouting about all of them. This would dilute the key message. By singling out one thing that matters to customers, like the best returns policy ever, a company such as Zappos can carve a unique position for itself within a market. Here are some things to think about USPs. Although it's less fashionable than a customer value proposition, the unique selling proposition, the USP, has much to commend it. It focuses on a single factor that makes a company or a brand special. In the complicated world in which we live, this simplicity can be a big advantage. it is worth finding your USP. A USP that resonates with emotions will be effective. In the case of Zappos, there were emotional concerns about buying the wrong size and style of shoe online. With its return policy and its high level of customer engagement, these fears have been eliminated. What are the emotional triggers and barriers of your customers?